What's up, guys? This is the first episode of Spreadsheets. We're going to dive into a lot today, starting with the Thursday night game. Right now, the books have it as a 2.5 line favoring Seattle. And Seahawks have been dynamite in prime time at home under the lights in Seattle. Everyone knows that crowd can get rocking. But tonight, -2.5. Everyone knows Aaron Rodgers, yes, backs are against the wall. McCarthy's coaching for a job. I just don't see the Packers having enough on the road in that environment to get it done. I love the Seahawks -2.5 here. Let me look at the over-under for the game, too. See, the line's already been pushed up to 3. Over-under 49. Don't know about the over-under. If I had to play something, probably going under, just because I think Green Bay is going to struggle to move the ball. Rodgers might get some late touchdown, a couple late touchdowns to make it interesting, but I think Seattle comes out, dominates, and we possibly see Mike McCarthy looking for a job tomorrow. As much as I hate to say that, I think that is that's what's going to happen. Green Bay struggled all season. Aaron Rodgers looks exasperated, no blocking. Randall Cobb out tonight. I think they struggle. But it should be an interesting game to watch. The next game, take a look now at the NFL schedule for the weekend. A lot of good games. Obviously, the highlight is Chiefs-Rams. I'm going to bet the over of that game. I think it is going to be no defense. Might even take a line that there won't be a punt in the first half. I think both teams come out ready to go. Defenses are a little iffy. I think it's at least in the 70s, if not higher. I think we get sort of a remake of the Pats Chiefs game that was played earlier in the season. Looking at the lines right now, I'm going to give out a couple lines that I think I like for the weekend. And I'm going to give out a greasy parlay for moneyline teams that I all think will get the job done. The line I am on right now and I love is the Houston Texans coming off a bye. I think it's a great spot for them. Redskins offense is atrocious. Houston gets another week under their belt with Demaryius Thomas coming in. We all know what DeAndre Hopkins can do. He's amazing. Deshaun Watson is getting back. He had a slow start when they lost those first 3 games. They're rolling. They have a chance if they win this weekend. Then they beat the Colts head-to-head. They could run away with this division. Division's terrible. Titans, outside chance, but I think the Texans win this week. Cover the 3.5 spread. I'm laying the points on the road. I think they get the job done pretty handily. I don't think Washington scores much. Houston's got a great defense, very underrated. Great pass rushers, J.J. Watt, Clowney, Tyrann Mathieu in the secondary. They've got it all. I like them a lot in that matchup, -3.5. That's a noon game if you're in the Central Time Zone. It's one of the early slots. Another game I love is the Indianapolis Colts, -1.5 at home against the Titans. Titans' big win last week over the Pats. Vrabel beats his former coach. I think it's just a big letdown spot this weekend. Andrew Luck's playing amazing. Marlon Mack helped the running game out. That defense cooperates. I think they win. Because I don't think the Titans are... They got a good defense, but all in all, I'm not a huge fan of the Titans. So I'm going to go with the Colts there. So that is my two picks of the weekend. We're going to have two AFC South teams, one of the worst divisions in football, but we are heavy on them this weekend. The Colts at -1.5, and the Houston Texans at -3 on the road in Washington. I love both of those games. And also the over in the Chiefs-Rams Monday night game. I might bet the over for every quarter of that game just to see what it is. And, all right, now let's dive into a little NBA. I've been red hot lately on my NBA picks. Need to continue that trend. Really light night tonight. Warriors, man, I don't think the Draymond Green Kevin Durant saga is going to be anything. However, when they play without Steph Curry, they're a different team. Steph Curry's not playing tonight. Rockets -3 at home. I love the Rockets in this spot. I bet against the Warriors two nights ago. Was getting 12 points when I was on the Hawks. Hawks kept it close for most of the game. KD kind of took over late. Hawks didn't have an answer. Trae Young played terrible. They still only lost by 10. This Rockets team is rolling. They got a lot of star power. Chris Paul, Harden. I see them shooting well, and I can't see the Warriors winning this game, not without Steph the way the Rockets are going. I'm going to go Rockets -3 on that game. Over under is 219. It's pretty, I don't know, I wouldn't mess with that. The other NBA game of the night is the Nuggets and Hawks. Nuggets are -13. Who knows what Hawks team is going to show up. They suck. I don't know what you play in that. I would stay away from that one. And then the nightcap. I think it's a TNT game, national game. Spurs in LA against the Clippers. Clippers right now are probably the best team in Los Angeles. Spurs, I don't know what they're doing. Terrible spot for them here. Back to back, got beat by 20 in Phoenix last night, late night. Plane ride up to LA. Clippers on a day of rest. Laying 5.5. I'm taking that. I think they cover. I think the Clippers win by double digits. Spurs, Popovich. I hate betting against Popovich, but in this instance, when you get 20 bombed by the Suns the night before, you got to make the long trip up, or not a long flight, but it's an overnight trip. Tough second game, road back to back. I love the Clippers in this spot. So those are my two NBA picks of the night. I'm going to go with the Houston Rockets at home, -3, and the Clippers, -5.5. I'll give out one player prop that I think will hit. I'm going to go first quarter total points. I'm going to go with the Rockets over 28.5. I think they come out hot. I think they get into the 30s. Build a nice little cushion. Quarter one, Warriors are still doing whatever they're doing. Hopefully they can put that behind them, because you don't want that black cloud over, because they should steamroll to the championship this year. It shouldn't even be a contest for them this year. You don't want to see something like that derail them. It would make the rest of the NBA interesting, though. But, yeah, those are my two picks for the game. Rockets -3 again at home. And over 28.5 in the first quarter. I think they come out very, very hot. All right, next topic, we're going to talk about, is any team worth the money in a futures other than Alabama? Is anyone bold enough to take any team but Alabama? Alabama right now sits at a minus 265 favorite, with Clemson being number two at plus 450 in Michigan, and Notre Dame at 650 and plus 700 respectively. Georgia, big drop off at plus 1600. Everyone else is plus 2000 or higher. This is tough. I hate Alabama, but they're just so good. In my estimation, the only team that has a prayer of beating them is Georgia. And the problem with that is that if Georgia was going to win the national championship, they would have to beat Bama twice. Because if Georgia beats Bama in the SEC championship, that's going to be once. It's a one-time thing. Then you both go into the playoff, and you're probably the two best teams if you're matched up with Clemson and we'll say Notre Dame's the other team. They run the table, go undefeated. You're probably getting another Georgia-Bama rematch, and I just cannot see Georgia beating them twice. 1 week of rest is one thing for Nick Saban. 1 week of film study. A month of film study leading up for that Georgia game. I don't see it happening. I don't think you can play any of these other teams with any sort of confidence. And I just don't think it's worth the risk. Alabama, it's just Alabama's year. Tua, there have been reports out that he's got some knee problems, possibly at worst sprained MCL, sprained ACL. But still, I mean, if he goes down, it changes everything, obviously, because we saw what Jalen Hurts was able to do last year up to the national championship. He was good. Couldn't get them over the top. Tua is a difference maker. I just can't see anyone beating Bama. That's a lock for me as the national champion. Next, let's take a look at the MVP race in the NFL. Right now, we got Breeze at Mahomes is at +125. Drew Brees is at +150. So the MVP race is tightened up quite a lot. It's gonna be a cool race. Brees never won one. Mahomes, obviously, first year, has never won one. So we will get a, because I think it's a two-man race, unless Todd Gurley does something ridiculous. And a big, they got some primetime games coming up. If they do something crazy, he scores 3 or 4 touchdowns in a game, I could see him getting his name back in there. But for right now, it's going to be Breeze and Mahomes who win it. Here's the thing. Breeze is having probably the most efficient season in NFL history. He is lights out. Mahomes, he might throw 50 touchdowns. We've never seen anything like this before. If both teams 14-2, Mahomes goes into LA, throws 4 touchdowns, beats the Rams, plays the rest of the year like he is. Drew continues his efficiency, maybe doesn't put up as crazy of stats. It's a tough one. Such a tough one. I think the safer play is Drew Brees here. I like Mahomes, like, he's electrifying, but game in, game out, Drew Brees is gonna give you that. That offense is rolling. I don't see him slowing down. I mean, they are fucking rolling. I just can't see them slowing down. Mahomes, He's had a little bit of a drop off since the start of the year. He started just unbelievably hot. So I could see a little tail off in him. He's got some big primetime spots coming up, underperforms a couple times. I could see Drew Brees running away with this MVP. So if I was betting on that, I would definitely go with Drew Brees at +150. I think there's a lot of value in that. It's not great odds, obviously, like if you've got him at +400 or higher. But right now, with what, 7 weeks left, I think Drew Brees continues his streak. Mahomes tails off a tiny bit, and Brees captures his first MVP as the Saints go at least 14-2, win the NFC South. I think it's Brees' time. He deserves it. He's too good to not have an MVP under his belt. All right, let's talk about the West now. NBA, the Western Conference, and the whole Golden State Warriors saga. I, like anyone else, love betting the Warriors. They're amazing to watch. I mean, when they get it going, I don't see anyone stopping them. However, let me pull this up real quick. They're still the best team by a lot in the West. I think even without Steph. But with Steph, they're just ridiculous. I mean, it's not fair. He's out 10 days, so maybe that gives bettors a window to fade the Warriors. Although they're not a favorite tonight. They got a 1.5 game lead in the West. West is interesting this year. You got teams like the Grizzlies, the Kings in the playoff picture right now. Clippers, Lakers. Everyone thought the Lakers would be backside of the top eight in the West. But then you got teams like the Pelicans, Jazz, Rockets, Timberwolves for the most part that are on the outside looking in. I mean, I think the Kings obviously fall off. I think the Clippers fall off. Grizzlies probably come back a little, even though they got Conley and Gasol, who are two veterans who can get the job done. Blazers, watched them last night against the Lakers. Got a lot of scoring. Man, they can score the ball. McCollum and Lillard, it's just 7-game series against any of these teams. Outside shooting, besides the Warriors, because they have so much, but outside shooting, live and die by the three, it's just so hard to win 4 playoff series. And I'm not saying the Blazers are going to win the title, but even for the Blazers to make it to the West this year, West Finals, that's a lot to ask. I think if they get a bad matchup in the first round, maybe against the Jazz, we saw what the Pelicans did last year. Rockets are 6-7. I think they're going to get it going and probably move up to the 3 or 4 seed. But man, if you watched that game last night, if Portland gets the 3 seed and the Lakers are the 6 seed, you're telling me you're not taking the Lakers? I mean, Tyson Chandler's a difference maker for the Lakers. They won 4 straight. They're rolling. I think the Lakers are the fourth best team in the West, regular season-wise. I like what Golden State has, obviously. The Rockets, I think, they're just too much firepower. If Harden and CP3 are playing well, Bezdelic's back, defensive guru. I think they beat the Lakers in 6. The Jazz are interesting. They're kind of under the radar Cinderella team, if you want to say, last year. This year they're not sneaking up on anybody. 7-7. Out of the playoff picture right now. It's early, 15 games in, but still, -1.6 point differential. They're just not getting it done. Donovan Mitchell, he's been good. He's been good. Hasn't been the same player. He's averaging 20.5 a game. I don't know. It's not clicking like it does last year. People are ready for him this year. I think they still get in the playoffs. Probably 7 seed. But it's interesting. The Kings, 8-6. I think they fall off, but it's given the people a lot of hope in Sacramento. But still, it's the Warriors League and everyone else, especially in the West. I think the Warriors get through the West this year pretty easily. I put their over-under of games lost at, I'll go 3.5. I think they sweep the first two rounds, lose one or two in the conference finals, maybe one or two in the NBA finals to push that number if it goes over to 4. I don't think they lose more than 4 or 5 at the most if everyone's healthy for that playoff run. Let's talk about the East now. Damn, the Eastern Conference got interesting, to say the least. Jimmy Butler to the Sixers. I don't like the fit. I really don't. I think that Jimmy Butler's a dick. Tough to play with. He's good. He's been on a lot of bad teams. I don't know how he gels with Simmons and Embiid. If they win, though, that'll take care of everything. They needed some help. I think Saric and Covington will help Minnesota a lot. They're good fits there. But top of the East is interesting. You got the Celtics in the 4 seed right now, Sixers in the 5 seed, Pacers in the 3 seed, the Bucks and Raptors at 2-1. I think Toronto runs away with the 1 seed. I think they sniff 60 games wins this year. I don't think they get there, but I think they sniff it. The Bucks are interesting. Greek Freak, obviously. Chris Middleton, in my opinion, the most underrated scorer in the NBA. Let me go to their odds right now. I'm not crazy about the Raptors in the playoffs, obviously. But this is a new team. Kawhi is different. He's a winner. I mean, I'm not saying DeRozan's not a winner, but those kind of guys don't get it done in the playoffs. Eastern Conference right now, +200. Raptors and Celtics are tied. Bucks are +600. 76ers are +325. Obviously, the best value is the Bucks. In my opinion, they have arguably, if not the best player in the East, the second best player, now that Kawhi is there. But if Giannis just shoots a decent field goal percentage from 16 feet out in the three-point line, shoots 35% from the three-point line and 45% on other shots that are not his get-to-the-basket, lay-ins, drawing contact, he's unstoppable. He can will a team. They got shooting now. I love Dante DiVincenzo. Little energy spark off the bench. I love the Bucks at +600 to win the East. I think that's great value. Everyone else besides those 4 teams, even the Pacers, are +3,000 or more. I don't see any of those teams contending. I think the final 4 teams left in the East will be the Celtics, Raptors, Sixers, and Bucks. I think the Bucks can draw the Raptors in the East semis. I think it gives them a good advantage. And I think they beat the Raptors. I do like Toronto, though. Out West, Golden State -240. Everyone else is +700. If you're $100 one unit better, I would throw the 240 out there. Get your $100 in return. Sounds like free money. So that's pretty much it for the NBA as of right now. Not a lot has changed in the past week. One thing I do want to point out, the Nuggets, they are started out 9-1. Losers of 4 straight, 5-5 in their last 10. I don't know what the problem is there. Just not a lot of scoring coming in. 87, 110, 114, 109. Got the Hawks tonight. That'll get them back on track. But 4 in a row. Lost to a bunch of good teams besides the Nets. Grizzlies, underrated in the West. Also the Bucks and Rockets. Rockets are getting hot. That's one of my picks tonight. So that's it for the NBA today. Last thing I'm going to dive into is Duke basketball, a little college basketball for you guys. If you watched the first game, Duke, Kentucky, it looked like JV and varsity playing. It was scary. Not a contest. I don't think Duke is that powerful. I think everything went right. They played a perfect game. I mean, you had Zion hitting jump shots and threes. There were reports he couldn't hit the rim in warm-ups. Goes out there, lights it up. I don't see that happening the bulk of the season. On Bovada, one of the online books you can bet on, has Duke odds whether or not they are going to go undefeated on the year. I don't think there's a chance that happens. Duke's good. They play in the best conference in America. They got to play Virginia once or twice. I'm not sure. I know they have to play Carolina twice. Carolina's very good this year. Nazlittle, a lot of returning guys. Cam Johnson can shoot it. Kenny Williams can shoot it. Luke May can shoot it. Just a lot of firepower. I don't think Duke gets through the season unbeaten. I would say they lose 3 or 4 times. However, I do think they win the ACC. I don't think they win the national championship. I think somebody comes out hot, beats them, maybe in the Elite Eight or Sweet 16. Because I think if Duke makes the Final Four, they're going to run it out from there. That would what I would be scared of. But freshmen, we've never seen a freshman class like this win in college basketball. You had the Kentucky team the other year with Cat and Book and all those guys, and they were great, but 38-1, they didn't get the job done. I think this Duke team may be as good as that team. I think that team's the best collection of talent college basketball's ever seen. I think this Duke team might be the most top-heavy team of stars. I mean, you could have, if Cam Reddish plays exceptionally well, there's a scenario where you could have the number 1, 2, and 3 picks in the NBA draft next year. I mean, it's unlikely, but as of now, you're probably a lock for the number 1 and 2 picks with Zion and RJ Barrett. But we've never seen this before. I want to keep watching Duke to see how good they are. They go to Maui next week. The field is loaded. I think they start off with San Diego State, and then they'll play Auburn, Auburn's electric this year, high-powered offense. Should be a ton of points in that game. Should be awesome. Maui, soft rims, ton of threes hit. And if they get past Auburn, Gonzaga takes care of business. We'll have a number 1 versus number 3 matchup in the Maui final, which would be awesome. But I'm just really interested to see how good Duke is. I'm going to follow them the whole season. They're plus 200 right now. I would stay away from that. I think if they lose in Maui or something doesn't go great, you can get much better value in the next week. So I would stay away from Duke right now. Wait for that to go up. It might go down if they run the table, but I mean, turn into an Alabama of college basketball, but I don't see that happening. I think you'll be able to get much better odds in the next couple weeks. And that will pretty much do it for today. Thank you guys for listening. We'll record another episode next week talking this weekend college football and the NFL. With I'm sure we'll touch on that awesome Monday night game. Hopefully there's a lot of points. It's high-flying and exciting. All right, this has been Hunter Hester for Spreadsheets. Later.